Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. I'm your host today, Kendra Corman, and we're going to talk about a topic that's been on everyone's mind, right? AI. So I know that that's been a hot topic of discussion, but AI tools can really help you supercharge your marketing and your marketing productivity specifically. So I'm going to be sharing a few of my favorite AI tools. I'm going to talk a little bit about the use cases for AI and some tips on how you can effectively integrate AI into your marketing workflow. So let's go ahead and get started. So when it comes to content creation and idea generation, AI tools can be a game changer. Some of my go-to tools are ChatGPT, Claude.ai, and Perplexity.ai. These tools can help you brainstorm ideas, generate outlines, and even create drafts of your content when used correctly. One of the most powerful use cases of AI in content creation is also repurposing. So let's say that you have a blog post, a podcast episode, an email newsletter, some sort of what I would refer to as base content. AI, you can take that one piece of content and break it into multiple pieces for the week, for the month, for the year, however you want to do it. For example, you can ask an AI system to generate social media posts, pull out key quotes, create a brief video script based on your original content. The key here is to make AI-generated content your own by providing it with information you've already created. Again, this can be your existing content, your brand guidelines, or your personal insights on a topic that you just type into the prompt. By feeding the AI your unique perspective, your thoughts, your experience, your perspective gives it an opportunity to make your content different than what it would make for others. And you're going to get results that align with your brand, voice, and style, and of course, match up to your beliefs in what content is, right? If I asked AI to generate me something on email marketing, it might give me something about why I should not be doing it anymore, and maybe I could do things different. Now, luckily, every time I've done that, it hasn't said that, but it could. If I don't give it enough direction or education, it's not going to give me what I need. I'm teaching this semester at Rochester University. And when I was teaching my students, some of them were saying that they were struggling working on their own, coming up with ideas, really brainstorming and not working in a group was a struggle for some of them. Now, don't get me wrong, group work was a struggle for others, but I talked to them about using AI. I encourage my students to use AI, especially for brainstorming, for making their content a little bit longer, for pulling out things out of their content, for running it by somebody, because a lot of them said that they run the content by their parents or a sibling, and that those resources just aren't always available, right? And so leveraging AI to be that partner, to be that intern with the unlimited hours and availability, and sometimes a little bit more insights and information is just a huge asset. And again, to take something that you've already created and break it up into multiple pieces and brainstorm ways that you can break it up into multiple pieces can really streamline your marketing. Because when all is said and done, I think one of the biggest struggles everybody has in marketing, whether you are a solopreneur or the Jeep brand, is time. There's only so much time in every day, and we only have so many resources to make things happen. So let's talk a little bit about the challenges and the considerations with AI, because a lot of people I deal with just bash AI, right? And they should actually be talking about how lazy people are, because AI is not the problem. All right. Now, while AI tools are very, very helpful, and I swear by them, there are some challenges and considerations to keep in mind. One of the biggest concerns is related to the potential for AI to lack originality or sound generic. But here's the thing. AI is a tool to assist your content creation process, not replace it. But if you're uploading a podcast episode into AI, that's your unique content. It has your voice. It knows what it's supposed to say and the words it's supposed to use. That's what can make it different and unique for you. So when it comes to getting generic results or stuff that doesn't sound like you, that's an input error. Be more creative in what you give it to work with. Now, another consideration that is a serious consideration is the accuracy of the data. Always fact check everything that you get out of AI. Verify any data or claims made by any AI system to ensure that you're ensuring that you're sharing reliable and correct information with your audience. Let me give you an example. Back in March, I was looking for some LinkedIn post ideas, and I was thinking about Pi Day, 314, March 14th, and it gave me a fantastic post on social media to talk about. And it said that Pi is used in the LinkedIn algorithm. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that is so cool. I've never heard that before. Then I started questioning it, going, if I've never heard about it before, and who really knows what's in LinkedIn algorithm? I was like, let me verify it. So I did a Google search. I looked in perplexity.ai for research and found absolutely nothing. In the end, the post was so cool, I couldn't get rid of it. But I did say, who knows if Pi is really in it, but it would be cool if it was, right? And then I went and hadn't posted it. So I was still able to use the fun fact, but I disclaimed that it could be fiction. Now, let's talk a little bit about integrating AI into your workflow for marketing. Because that's really what's going to help save you time, right? Is add it part of your process. So start small. Begin by using AI for brainstorming, idea generation, coming up with ideas. Starting places for you to build on. Then I want you to gradually incorporate it into other areas of your content creation process, like outlines and drafts. Then I want you to combine AI with human creativity. Use AI generating content for a starting point. It is only the start, but you always want to add your insights, experiences, and perspective to make the content unique. Number three is to make sure that you have a review process. This is key, right? Because you have to review and edit all AI-generated content. No matter how close it is to what you want it to be, it needs some level of editing. You want to make sure that it aligns with your brand voice, style, and messaging. Now, I want you to continuously evaluate and adjust. As you use AI tools more frequently, pay attention to what works and what doesn't. Don't be afraid to experiment with different tools, techniques. Find what works best for you and your business. So again, when you're working AI into your marketing workflows, I want you to start small. I want you to combine it with human creativity. Just use it as a starting point. Establish a review process, which I think is one of the most important pieces, and then continuously evaluate and adjust. AI is a huge partner in productivity. But it's important to use it strategically. By leveraging AI for content creation, idea generation, and repurposing content, you can save time and sometimes more importantly, energy, while still creating high-quality, engaging content for your audience. Just remember that you need to add your own perspective, fact-check the information, and continuously evaluate and adjust your AI integration strategy. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. If you learned something today, it would really help me out if you'd rate and subscribe. I will see you on another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing.
Be sure to subscribe and visit KendraCorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.